Hi, welcome into the Uncaged podcast. This is our first episode of what will be our weekly Q&A series. And I thought to start off with a pretty simple and fun and somewhat testimonial question. So our question of the day is, who is your favorite Bible character and why do you relate to them?
Oh boy, that's there's a lot to choose from. That's one thing I love about the Bible. There are so many characters that you identify with, and both men and women. And I think when I was young, brand new Christian, when I had a lot of zeal but not a lot of knowledge, you know, and just started reading God's Word for the first time, I was really impressed with Paul. I was too intimidated to read the Old Testament, so I started in the New Testament, and just the example of Paul and Acts, and then just his books and his boldness, and I'm like, oh, that's what I'm going to be. I want to be bold like Paul. And so he was kind of my Bible hero. I mean, you know, besides Jesus, of course. But, you know, but over the years, you know, mostly, you know, good, but times of stumbling too, like anybody, and seasons of wonderful ministry, and then, you know, times where, you know, I did dumb things, as we all will do. And, you know, I think the older I get, one of the things about getting older, and I'm, you know, 53 now, I think you're more aware of your flaws. And I like to think that maybe it humbles you a little bit. And, you know, so I think the older I get, I think the more I realize that I'm probably, you know, my goal is to be like Paul, but I'm probably more like Peter, you know, with who loves Jesus and, you know, is passionate about him, but sometimes, you know, puts his foot in his mouth. TJ, you're my son, so you could probably tell many stories there where I put my foot in my mouth. And I'm not just talking about with your mother, so I think the older I get, the more I realize I'm probably more like a Peter than a Paul. And I'm okay with that because, one, Peter never stopped running after Jesus, you know. And the older I get, more mushy I get too. And the more I look back, you know, on life. And God has never given up on me. And I've never given up pursuing him, you know, despite my faults, you know. And so that's what I love about Peter is he sure screwed up a lot, but he never stopped passionately pursuing Jesus, and Jesus never gave up on him. And so I think whether he's my favorite character or not, I don't know, but I would definitely say that Peter is the one that I identify with. And when I read about him and his interaction, especially with Jesus, it's bringing me great comfort to know that through all the ups and downs of 31 years of ministry, 36 years of being a follower of Jesus, I have a Savior that's never, ever given up on me and never will.
Gotcha. Yeah. What would you say is one of or two of your favorite stories with Peter?
Oh boy. Well, I mean, I love Peter walking on water. I mean, that's, I love that, you know, while the other 11, you know, boat potatoes, if you will, stayed in the boat. Peter was willing to get out, you know, and I think so often in life, you know, I think for my many failure, you know, weaknesses, I think one of the things, though, looking back on 31 years, that where God has used me and has allowed me to be impactful for the kingdom is because I've been willing to step out. And many times just stumbling forward, and sometimes, like Peter, you sink a little bit. And, you know, but I love the fact that he was willing to get out. And it wasn't, I don't sense in that story in Matthew, and I forget the chapter now, but maybe chapter 12, but I don't remember for sure, but 14 or, you know, somewhere in Matthew. I don't think it was for personal glory. Like, I don't think he was like, oh, I want to, you know, be the first human to walk on water. I mean, I don't think it was any of that. I think he recognized Jesus coming through the sea, and he just wanted to go out and experience him and be with him. And, you know, and when we simplify it and make it about knowing and being with Jesus, then miraculous things can happen in our life. And so I don't think it was anything spectacular about Peter, other than here was a man who just loved his Savior, loved his friend, and wanted to be with him. And Jesus created a miracle out of that. And, but I also love it because you see the human side where he started to look at the winds and the seas and take his eyes off Jesus and begins to sink. And again, I think I can identify with that. Like, you know, things was going so well, and then you just take your eyes off Jesus for whatever reason, and you can begin to sink. But again, Jesus didn't give up on him. Jesus didn't let him sink. He ultimately put his eyes back on Jesus. And when they got in the boat, and I love this part of the story, when they get back on the boat, they all worshiped. You know, and that's, at the end of the day, when we are used and used mightily for the kingdom, it's not about personal glory. It's about so that all might worship him. You know, and that's such a great reminder of ministry is, I want to accomplish great things for God. I make no mistake about it, I'm not going to apologize. I want to do great things for God. I want our church to do great things for God. I want Uncaged, the books that I'm writing. I want them, you know, to be successful so that more people will worship Jesus. And so there's so much just in that one story with Peter. It wasn't just, you know, Peter could be impulsive, impetuous. You know, it's so easy to say, oh, he jumped out of the boat and then began to sing. Oh, there's Peter again. And there's so much more to that story. And it's about someone passionately pursuing Jesus and what God can do in that person when they pursue him, where all will give, you know, all the glory goes to Jesus. And so, anyways, that's probably my favorite. And you said a couple. So probably a second one is after he totally failed and denied Jesus and Jesus reinstated him at the end of the book of John, and three times asked him, do you love me? You know, feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Three times, reinstating him for the three times that Peter denied him. And just a reminder that we can never out-sin God's grace. Like, we can never extend beyond God's willingness to forgive and restore. And so that's always a very emotional read for me, because I love Jesus, and by God's grace, I haven't, you know, done anything that would, you know, disqualify me for ministry. But having said that, I'm a sinner who have had lustful thoughts, who have been selfish and prideful, and all of those things, you know, like any other human. And to know that God forgives and forgets and continues to use, you know, he didn't just say, do you love me? You know, when he asked, you know, Peter if he loved him, he then said, feed my sheep. So it wasn't just forgiving him, it was restoring him to ministry, you know. So that's a beautiful and tender story.
Yeah, I was going to throw that one out there if you didn't say it, because when you read the story of his, when he denies Jesus three times, and it's just such like a heartbreaking scene, like you said, very emotional. And yeah, says that, you know, Peter, he says it three times. The rooster crows, and in one of the Gospels, I can't remember which one, it says that he locked eyes with Jesus and wept bitterly. And
yeah,
I think something that can help when you read the Gospels or any narrative story in the Bible is you try to kind of put yourself in the shoes of the character. Not that we read the Bible by putting ourselves in the Bible, but like just to see what it was like for them.
Yeah.
And to have your closest friend, your best friend, something along those lines. And the fact that he totally denied not even just even knowing him, and then they lock eyes, and he weeps bitterly, and it's such a heartbreaking scene. But like you said, equally emotional is when he does restore him, and he does he lets him know that his grace covers that, and he restores him to ministry. And Peter just does so many great things for the church. He's one of the three human pillars, if you will, of the early church, and just does so much to do that, and even goes on to write scripture. So I would agree. Yeah, that's just a really great story. I would have to say, if I had a favorite Bible character besides Jesus, like you said, it's really a tough one. I think the one that I think I want to be more like is David. We just got done doing a series at youth group a month or two ago about how he was such a man after God's own heart, just all the success he had as king, even before he was king, all these things, it came because he just loved God. And when you read the Bible, it's hard to find anyone else who loved God just as purely as David did. Mm. And so that's, I wouldn't say I relate to that as in I love God as much as I should, but I guess that's kind of the human example I kind of try to idealize and try to live up to, is just to love God as much as David did.
Yeah.
And obviously, just like Peter, he had his faults, you know, the story of David, Bathsheba, and the murder of her husband after that is just so brutal, and to see him doubling down on sin is so heartbreaking, and there's great ramifications that come from that. You know, God is just.
Yeah. Well, and it, you know, even having a heart after God and a love for God, you still have to keep your guard up, right? I mean, you know, what did it say right before that? When kings go off to war, David stayed behind, right? And so even with a love for God, doesn't make us immune, right, to the attacks of the evil one. And so it's a great reminder, too, to always keep our guard up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, his own son starts a rebellion against him. It's,
yeah, don't get any ideas.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it. Uncaged could be mine. We'll see. but yeah, so I don't think I relate to him the most, but David's the one I read, and I'm just like, wow, he's like, I want to love God like that. Yeah. And yeah. You know, it's funny because before we did this series for our youth group, I really thought so negatively about David. It was really funny because of the story of David and Bathsheba, that like in my mind, like, he wasn't this great king and this great follower of God. I think that was just my heart not having grace for David, and not realizing that, yeah, yes, we all make mistakes, and you know, thankfully I haven't made a mistake in such a major way in my life, and I hope I never do. But it's the longer you follow Christ, I think the more you realize how much the simple things, like just having faith and having love for him, matter. Not that mm-hmm. we should have a simplistic faith, not that we shouldn't grow or all these things, but nothing you can do in your ministry or even your everyday life, you can do apart from God, and loving God really is the number one thing.
And the Apostle Paul said, right, it's the love of Christ that compels me. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we can complicate ministry, both you and I are in full-time ministry, and, you know, the end of the day, anything we do, if it doesn't flow out of love for God, right, it's the foundation is sand. And so, I'm 53, and I forget that sometimes. I get so busy doing, right, that I don't prioritize being with Jesus sometimes. Like, you know, you think by 53 I would have that down. But, you know, it's true. It at the end of the day, it's the love of Christ that compels us to love others. And sometimes not all our people are lovable. just like we're not always lovable. Right. But you know, there is a simplicity to ministry in that regard, and that's what fuels or should fuel what we do, is the love of Christ.
Yeah, for sure. So this is just episode one of our Q&A podcast. We're gonna try to roll these out mostly weekly. Maybe it'll be semi-weekly. We'll kind of see how things go. But if you guys don't have any questions you want answered, send them in. You can send it in on our Facebook account, our Instagram account, or email us. If you guys want any of that information, you can head to uncagedbibleministry.com. Any closing thoughts?
No. I thought you were wrapping it up, so I kind of, my mind went off, you know. No. What an ending. Wow.
Yeah.
We were really knocked out of the park for our first one.
I think this is going to be our full-time jobs. All right. Well, thank you for listening. As always, we really appreciate your support, and just God bless.